The leader dropped to a knee beside Fett.
Good to see you, boss.
He displayed the chrono, which was counting down by seconds.
We've got 9 seconds till they hit us again. Good to see you too, Mowbray. Plasma cannon?
Just a gun,
Mowbray corrected.
That's why.
Where? Janet poked her head up. Just one?
One's enough.
Janet glanced at the chrono in his hand and saw that it was down to 6 seconds. She didn't have time to explain, not if she was going to take out that gun before it fired again. She force-sprang out of the tube and into an evasive somersault. Behind her, Fett yelled,
Vivek! Go, go, go!
By the time she came down again, she was halfway across the loading platform, a dozen Mandalorians charging out of the darkness behind her. She landed in a near trance, her pulse racing with battle exhilaration, her lightsaber whirling by instinct, her mind focused on discovering the location of the plasma gunner. Behind her, Amando grunted in anguish as a lucky blaster bolt found a seam in his armor. A concussion grenade detonated off to her right and sent chunks of white armor spraying everywhere. Jaina felt her lightsaber catch a trio of powerful bolts, then saw the fiery dashes return to send a stormtrooper and his G8 power blaster flying in opposite directions. She spun through the resulting gap in the enemy line, dancing left, then right, to slice through a white-armored shoulder and send a boxy helmet and its contents tumbling away. And that was when she sensed the plasma gunner's focus returning. Jaina smiled, more in satisfaction than bloodlust, and rushed into the darkness. Extending her force awareness high along the wall and ceiling of the loading vault, she sensed a human presence. 2 presences, sniper and spotter, hiding on an observation balcony high above the battle. She grabbed and pulled, using the force to jerk them both forward. The sniper and his partner almost certainly yelled or cried out as they flew from their firing post, but the sound was inaudible beneath the booming crackle of a plasma discharge. An orb of silver brilliance came arcing down from the balcony, followed by 2 dark-armored figures and their gun. Then the energy ball crashed into an overturned service cart, creating a cannon-sized detonation that lighted the entire vault for a full 2 seconds. Jaina glimpsed stormtroopers staggering, running, and somersaulting away from the explosion. Then the Mandalorians were on the skirmish line, felling enemies with blaster, boot, and blade. She sensed danger on her left and turned to see, in the flickering gleam of her lightsaber, a trooper stumbling away backward, shaking, but still pointing an E-18 in her direction. She gestured him forward with her free hand, using the force to pull him onto her lightsaber before he could open fire. The blade burned a 3-centimeter hole in the chest plate and sank through, and a pained gurgle escaped his helmet comm. Jaina heard footsteps behind her and spun around, striking instantly. The attack landed, but did not slice, the blade sliding along a Beskar neck guard to burn a dark furrow into Fett's green armor. Jaina gasped in surprise. Take that as a lesson never to sneak up on a Jedi.
Didn't know you could sneak up on a Jedi. Thanks for the tip.
Jaina expanded her force awareness to include the entire loading area, noting the diminished blaster fire and retreating battle sounds, and decided it would be safe to activate her glow rod.
Looks like everything's under control, she said, starting toward the fallen sniper team and their plasma gun. Sometimes the Jedi way is better.
Faster, anyway.
Fett knelt to check the sniper team, and discovering that the spotter was still breathing, put a blaster bolt through the fellow's head.
Not necessarily better.
Fett stood and started forward, motioning for Jaina to follow. When they came to a huge archway opening into the depths of Client Hangar 2, he pointed into the darkness.
There should still be a couple of full-spec Bessies in there, fueled and ready to go. Consider one of them yours, or put it on your account.
Jaina stopped at his side.
So this is it, then?
I guess so. I've seen you fly. You shouldn't have any trouble slipping out of here.
Jaina paused.
What about you? You know you can't stop the invasion.
I'll be fine. There's a Trakaat in there, too. We just have to prepare some things for our return.
Jaina cocked her brow. You're coming back?
Of course. I gave my word.
In that case, may the Force be with you. You're going to need it.
Not as much as you. I've taught you everything you need to know.
But not everything you know, Jaina surmised.
Right.
Fett sighed.
Either way, I'll get my revenge.
Either way? Gina narrowed her eyes, then realized what he was saying. She wasn't surprised, but she was hurt. Maybe only a little, but she was hurt. If I don't kill my brother...
Your brother kills you.